Hey everybody, welcome to Don't Speak with Johnny Storm, news you're not supposed to speak about. Yesterday I did a story on Monsanto and the jury verdict that's saying that they have to pay $290 million, essentially, to a man that found that Roundup causes cancer, and exposed a lot of things about Monsanto and how they've covered this up for decades. Also, in the same video, I talked about the dangers of vaccines and the fact that I've got dozens of videos I've made on that subject. And GMOs, and on it goes. Now, we have toxins turning up nationwide in our water, in our public water systems. Now, how many times have your parents or grandparents said, oh, just drink out of the tap, it's completely safe, and yet we find it's not? So, the EPA that we have tasked for monitoring these things and enforcing the rules and the laws have failed. Just as every other federal program pretty much fails or wastes tons and tons of money. So this is out of Pennsylvania, Horsham in particular. And we have this mother wondering if she's been giving her daughter contaminated products. And primarily these are PFASs. And these are the chemicals used in products like nonstick cookware, carpets, fast food wrappers. Then there's Henry Betts at 76, rattles around his house alone at night, thinking that the water, maybe his family was killed unknowingly. And then there was pancreatic cancers that killed his wife, Betty Jean, and two others. Then there's Tim Hagee, the manager of a local water utility. He recalls how he used to assure people that the local water was safe. That was before testing showed it had some of the highest levels of the toxic compounds of any public water system in the U.S. He says that they made him out to be a liar because he used to assure people that everything was safe and that the EPA was monitoring it. But now, residents, state, local, and military officials are demanding that the EPA act quickly and decisively to clean up local water system testing positive for dangerous levels of the chemicals. And I'm not going to try and pronounce these, but they're PFASs. That's the class of chemical that they're in. Now, they're calling them forever chemicals, and the Trump's calling the contamination a potential public relations nightmare earlier this year, and that was after they found, federal studies found that toxicology was a lot worse, a lot more hazardous than they previously acknowledged. So, PFASs have been in production since the 40s, and there are 3,500 different types. They've been dumped into water, air, and soil, and some forms of the compounds are expected to remain intact for thousands of years. One public health expert dubbed them forever chemicals. EPA testing from 2013 to 2015 found significant amounts of PFASs in public water supplies in 33 U.S. states. The finding helped move PFAS up as a national priority. Gee, do you think? Now, they set new limits, of course, in 2016, and now those limits have been surpassed. I'm not going to read this whole thing. It's quite long. But now they're saying that there's new PFASs and that they're not nearly as harmful. Well, like it says down here, for PFAS, that should include addressing the new versions of the compounds coming into production, not just tackling old forms that companies already agreed to take offline. Otherwise, it's the game of whack-a-mole. That's not what you want to do when you're protecting the public health. Well, of course not, not unless it means a bunch of profits and a bunch of payoffs. You know, that's what ends up happening here most of the time, and the EPA just keeps raising the standard. It's all good, nothing to see here. Well, now they have to pay attention to it because people are dying and there's going to be more lawsuits. I'm sorry about the noise. That's our Russian neighbors next door who love to tune up their own diesels and make lots of noise for the rest of us. Anyway, there we go. Your tax dollars at work, the EPA at work. Now, in the article, it does state that the EPA, in rescinding some of these regulations, are passing the burden on to the states. Well, it should have never left the states in the first place. You see, this is what happens when we abdicate state authority and give it to the feds. Chaos. Wasted money. People not doing the studies they need to do. They're not protecting the public at all. What they're doing is protecting corporate profits. That's what they were put in place for. I don't know what to tell you. as far as an immediate solution, Berkey water filtration. That's the only thing I know of that might take this stuff out. But I mean, I would do my research on that too, because I don't know if even that filtration system will take these compounds out of your water. I'll have to research that and get back to everybody on that, because I'm not sure. I know they have a fluoride filter. It takes out fluoride. So I would imagine they can take this out too, but best to double check on that. I praise God that we're on a well system here where we live on a ranch. Even that's not completely safe, so I still filter it. But city water systems, I would definitely find some way of filtration. Even get some of those life straws off of Amazon may help, or any prepping site has the life straws. At least it's something. Because as long as it's going to take for them to come up with some kind of program to fix this, we could be 5 years down the road and lots of the cancer in between. So protect yourself, get some water filtration as soon as you possibly can. All right, God bless, take care. We'll see you next time. Johnny Storm, don't speak.